Unit 9. Inspiration. Recording 1.
And the answers to this week's quiz are... Hope you're feeling confident. Are you ready? OK, here we go. Number 1 is a nice gentle start to things. Which Dutch artist's work was unpopular in his lifetime, but is now so well received that it sells for millions? I imagine most of you got this right, as, of course, the answer is Vincent van Gogh. Moving straight on to number 2. Whose striking 19th century statue is called The Thinker? A bit tricky if you haven't seen it, so I hope you got the answer. It's Rodin, Auguste Rodin. And the last one in this section is, which unconventional 20th century Spanish artist was known for his brilliant paintings and long curled moustache? Hopefully you have the infamous Salvador Dali to bring you up to 3 points. Now, don't worry if you haven't got them all right. Let's see if you can pick up some points in our film section. So, the first question to start off with is, which 2009 film, described by one critic as overrated, broke all box office records? I'll give you a clue that the film had a blue tinge. Have you got it? Yep, it's Avatar. A most excellent film, I thought. Right then, question number 5. Which offbeat actor has played a pirate, a chocolate factory owner, and a man who has scissors instead of hands? All being well, you have Johnny Depp as your answer. And last but not least, for this section at any rate, which actress won an Oscar playing a boy and then won another 5 years later for her poignant performance as a doomed boxer? Now, with a bit of luck, you'll have the lovely Hilary Swank. How many points do you have now? If you have all of them correct and manage to send your answers in to us in time, you could be up for this week's star prize. Let's move on to the music round. Question 7. Which English band, formed in 1962, has released over 100 singles and performed a stunning concert completely free to 1.5 million people on Copacabana Beach, Rio de Janeiro in 2006? It's the Rolling Stones. Oh, I wish I'd been there. The reviews of the event sound amazing. Fortunately, I'm far too young. OK, question 8. Which iconic Jamaican singer wrote thought-provoking songs about social issues and died at 36? I expect you all got this one right, as it is the one and only Bob Marley. And finally, before we move on to the quieter round of literature, which US singer who once wore a dress made from meat is definitely not famous for her subtle dress sense? If you don't know her, you soon will, as I'll be playing her latest track after the news. It's Lady Gaga. In the meantime, let's check the answers to our final section on literature, starting with question number 10. What compelling 2003 thriller by Dan Brown uses the name of an Italian Renaissance genius in its title? It was actually turned into a film, which was quite exciting. Do you know it now? Yes, it's The Da Vinci Code. Now for question 11. Who wrote the bleak Swedish crime trilogy The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Who Played with Fire, and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest? It's Stieg Larsson. Sadly, he died at the age of 50 before the books were published. What a shame. He didn't live to relish his fame. And now to round up this week's quiz, our last question was, which charming doctor in Robert Louis Stevenson's story of 1886 turns into a monstrous murderer at night? You should have Dr. Jekyll for your answer, and hopefully a full 12 points. Right then, let's see who our winner is. And the first email we had in with all the correct answers is from Maud Gimmons. Well done, Maud. This week's hamper is being sent out to you.